We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
Did you know that if you're having problems with your squats, just pretend that you're standing on a piece of paper and you're trying to rip it in half?
Oh, interesting.
Did you? I have another one. Did you know that if you want to support with an air column, if you were like a singer or a wind instrument player, it's weirdly helpful to imagine that like you're kind of taking a shit, like when you like. If you like kind of like push a little bit downward the way you do when you're trying to shit yourself, you often expand your diaphragm downwards and it creates a better column of air support.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Things they don't want you to know.
Your turn, Danny.
Yeah. Did you know that the when you're playing guitar, if you're having a hard time with the top string, which is the thickest string, like getting your index finger
shit yourself.
You can actually, you shit yourself. No, you can actually reach your thumb around the neck and press it with your thumb instead.
Good one. Good one.
I've actually done that a lot lately with like certain chords.
Well,
thank you for listening to the Threesis podcast, everyone's favorite technique oriented podcast random activities.
It's funny because I was also going to go in the singing route too, of like you can also, one thing that I was taught was like when you have to go reach for like a high note, instead you want to try and like mentally convince yourself it's a low note.
Yeah.
Like you want to like look down upon the high note and look up upon the low note.
Yeah. So that your body doesn't like tense up and like your chords.
Or look down upon it.
Yeah. And with that, welcome
to
that
stupid high note. Dumb.
Mason, I tried that and it didn't work.
Yeah. I still cracked. Yeah.
My high notes still sound terrible.
Welcome to the Threesis podcast, everybody. I'm Danny. That's Daniel. That's Mason. A thing that's not effective at all. I have a shout out from Taya on Instagram.
Shout out Taya for Taya being our shout out of the week. We love you.
It's nice because they use like a proper like letterhead sort of thing where it says hello Threesis, comma space like enter right to give a little space in there, and then they say, is it possible that Daniel's dad moved to St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, and opened a furniture and mattress store called Parks?
Is it possible, a very funny question. Yeah,
she sent photos.
I have photos.
This is so funny.
I have photos of Parks.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Dad!
I also there's an
Asian guy in there.
That says Parks Review and or like Parks Furniture Reviews. Anyway,
that's so funny.
Yeah,
why is our audience like so far in on our inside jokes?
I don't know, so funny. Yeah, so also they say love the pod, keep on keeping on. Also my bus home got canceled and I'm stranded 5 hours away, please help.
Oh, no.
Whoa, that is so
Yeah.
You think they're still there?
this was like 2-3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Maybe Daniel's dad can give you some refuge.
Yeah.
He's known for his hospitality.
Oh no.
Sorry.
Oh man. Luckily though, like maybe 2 hours later, Taya says, update, I got a different bus going home now. So
good Taya.
Thanks, Taya. I'm glad you got home safe. And I'm glad you found Daniel's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I said hi.
He's in Canada, I guess. Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, pops? Yeah. Anyway, my goodness. Welcome to the Threesis podcast.
I do not know why I find this joke funny, but one thing I absolutely have like forced on all my friends is like sometimes when someone says they're going to see someone, nowadays I always find it funny to say, tell them I say what's up. They'll know what it means.
Yeah.
And it's such a stupid thing. And I don't know why. It just brings me joy every time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's always when I'm with another person or.
Right.
Like I, for some reason, don't have any sense of the audience for this joke. So I just say it to everybody, including people who don't know I do this joke.
Yeah.
That's a good one, though. I like it.
There's just something I like about it's so short and it confuses everybody. And there's something beautiful about that to me.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
you can be like Taya, everyone. Yeah. You can make us laugh and be our shout out and achieve our love and approval by DMing us at Threesis Podcast on Instagram. You can also write to us by interacting with us in our Spotify feed. Mm-hmm. You can also leave a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts or leave a comment on our YouTube content. Mm. Or my favorite, you can join our Patreon family at patreon.com. Oh, jeez. Patreon.com. Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Or. You got one, Daniel? Or,
I was just going to say.
Okay, yeah.
Or
yeah.
You can just say, what's up? We'll know what you mean.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, good start.
That's definitely better than I was going to say. I was going to say, or you can hire a flash mob.
And then have them show
up at our house or at Mason's house, which is the address is.
Just me. Why my house?
Just because, I don't know. At one point,
this
where
we used to,
it's where people used to record. You know, it's where we used to record the podcast. Yeah. Mason, I see here that you wanted to play a good old game of Fuck, Marry, Kill.
I want to play Fuck, Marry, Kill. We haven't played this on the podcast in ages.
I know.
Also, really quick before I start.
This is the first one that we played. Did
you know?
Really quick before we start, I just want to send some appreciation to our viewers. I love that, like, y'all have been around so long that, like, y'all like the same inside jokes we like. And it's very cool. I really enjoy when people, I don't know. It's like, I've never felt so close to an online audience. Anyway.
Yeah.
This is Fuck, Marry, Kill. I like to play Fuck, Marry, Kill in a slightly different way.
Yes.
You'll know what it means.
Yeah,
you'll see.
Yeah.
You'll see how it goes. I have a proposition for y'all.
Okay.
Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Mm-hmm.
The refrigerator, the toilet, or the water heater.
Oh.
So I feel like you got to marry the fridge because the fridge has so much great long-term value for you.
Mm. Yeah, but you don't want to fuck a toilet, right? I mean, that's fucking crazy.
That's why you do it to the water heater.
Yeah.
It's really warm.
It's like burning hot. So I guess we
agree we're killing the toilet and shitting in the yard.
That's the only problem ancestors. Is like I assume that this is a world where like without one of these three things we're just kind of fucked. We either lose hot water, our food goes bad, or we can't shit in like a normal 21st century thing.
I like to shit in 21st century things.
Like this iPad.
That's why I always poop on my phone. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. do it with iPad.
Yeah, yeah. What about this? Yeah, what about this?
Yeah.
Fuck, marry, kill, football, baseball, and basketball.
Marry baseball because it's my favorite from childhood, you know? And I feel like when you grow up with someone, you have a bond, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna fuck basketball and kill football.
Same.
Basketball is fun to watch and it is less culturally toxic, I think, than football. Mm-hmm. And also football's a blood sport, so it's not gonna be around that long, you know?
Mm. Yeah, there's also less long-term damage that can be done to you from basketball.
Right.
That's true. You can tear your ACL, but you can't get CTE very easily.
Yeah, knees and ankles in basketball, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Daniel, would you agree?
Do you want to fuck, marry, kill those sports?
Yeah. What Mason said.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I care about sports.
All right. Here we go. Fuck, marry, kill, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, and Slytherin.
Slytherin. Okay.
Obviously, kill Slytherin. Yeah, right?
I wasn't gonna throw Gryffindor in there.
Yeah, this is hard because Slytherin has 100% of the racist kids in the school. Although, honestly, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna fuck Slytherin because it'd be like toxic and passionate, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
It'll be like one of those relationships where you don't want to stay in it, but you weirdly think of it sometimes and you go, damn.
Yeah,
that was hot, you know.
Okay, so do you marry Ravenclaw or Hufflepuff?
I think you marry Hufflepuff.
Yeah,
will be a better partner to you, and I think you kill Ravenclaw because it's probably the house that gets the least interesting treatment in the whole.
Yeah, probably.
Series,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Mm. Hmm. Daniel, would you agree with that, or what do you think?
Well, okay. So obviously, I would kill Slytherin.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, which one's the stupid one? Is that Ravenclaw?
Come on, that's brutal.
It's Hufflepuff, but it's
Hufflepuff.
Oh, it's Hufflepuff.
They're the friendship class, the friendship one. Yeah.
Community.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll probably marry them. Hufflepuff, right?
Yeah. Hufflepuff. Yeah.
Just
fucking Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do they do again? Are they smart?
Yeah, they're like the
bookish.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're probably really kinky.
I was gonna say it's also fun to do it in the library, you know?
Naughty boy.
They don't have bedrooms.
they just live in the library.
They sleep under the table. Yeah.
That's really funny.
Okay, here we go. Fuck, marry, kill the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well, we already killed the Son, so
that's true.
It's
that's
really
true,
hard.
Yeah.
I don't know how to approach this really, but the idea of exactly. fucking or marrying my father seems a little bit.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. I mean, like,
I think I would. Okay, so I would obviously kill the son because he's already dead.
Yeah.
The father. Yeah. You know, I think I would marry the father.
Sure.
Only because the Holy Spirit. If I'm married to that, then you know, just always watching everywhere all the time, like never getting any alone time. You know.
Yeah, yeah. And
it's
then
not
so you're
a good
gonna
married
fuck,
life situation.
You're gonna fuck the Holy Spirit.
I'm curious enough. I'm curious enough to fuck the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Just to say you did it. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. I guess father and son, it's just really rough saying you'd marry either. I'll go marry the father.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck, marry, kill, diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm just coming up with like combinations of three.
I love this. I think I'm gonna kill dives.
Mm-hmm, me too, probably.
Fuck drive-ins and marry diners.
Oh yeah, yeah. Diners has the best long-term appeal. I feel like, you know, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Right. You can sit down there and spend some time. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'd be hard to marry a drive-through. You know, they have so many partners.
What about this one?
Yeah.
FMK. Green light, yellow light, red light.
Ooh. we're fucking the red light, we're marrying the green light, and then we're killing the yellow light.
Oh, okay.
For the same reason as the Slytherin.
I'd rather marry the yellow light and fuck the green light and kill the red light.
Whoa, interesting.
Because you're Asian.
Oh. Ooh.
No, I feel like yellow's open to compromise, you know?
Oh, interesting.
Whereas, like, green's like go go go, which is like great for like a hookup, you know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But then like red light is like just a stick in the mud or whatever the phrase is.
You interpreted it very differently. I was just thinking like green is like a green flag, red is a red flag, and yellow is a yellow flag.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's fair too. That's fair
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no wrong answer of which stoplight you'd fuck, marry, and kill. There's no wrong
answer.
That's
answers,
true.
That's you know? True. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. That's such a silly game. I love right, the... Yeah, I mean, because, yeah. like...
Thanks for playing.
Obviously, like, the original fuck, marry, kill has, like, a very, you know, odd, you know, connotation to it.
I actually never felt comfortable. Fuck, marry, kill got pretty big when I was in, like, late high school.
Yeah, definitely.
And, like, I actually, like, from day one was never really comfortable with it because it felt impossible not to disrespect someone or impossible not to like kind of feel uncomfortable somehow about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
I always felt weird about it.
Kill is always just such a harsh third alternative.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's like,
yeah.
Like it's not
like Mary's the only one you're excited to like share with people that you would do with a person.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'd be like, you could do like, fuck Mary, leave alone. You know? Yeah. Fuck Mary, don't interact with. You know, yeah. But yeah, that's a fun little, yeah.
Fuck, marry, kill the way I like to play.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope that got us started on the right foot. Now, Daniel, sometimes when days get started, you say a phrase, particularly if you're from Australia, right?
Sure.
Oh, come on, Daniel, you're fucking leaving me out to dry.
Sure.
I like set up Daniel's like next segment
that's
well.
So
he's
funny,
like,
though,
whatever,
yeah.
man, whatever you say.
He's like, okay.
I want you to say it.
Yeah, yeah. Good day, mate.
Daniel has written on the agenda that the next segment, which I know nothing about, is called Good Day, Mate.
Yeah, yeah. I'm curious, though.
Yeah.
But
it's actually not mate.
Oh.
Oh.
It's mate.
What?
Mate. Good day, mate?
Good day, mate.
Yes.
Okay.
You said it wrong.
Oh.
This is a really bad
tradition. Fuck me for trying to help,
right? Is this like a combination of like g'day from Australian and then mate meaning to kill, the command to kill in Spanish?
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, murder.
Yeah, yeah. G'day, to kill, yeah.
To kill?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's because I've been drinking this thing.
The yerb?
Oh.
It's the yerbs.
Oh.
Yeah, yerba mate.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
Like instead of coffee?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Do you guys know about yerba mate?
Yes, yeah.
Tell us what it is in case any of our listeners don't.
That is true, yeah.
Wow, that really made it sound like I don't know what it is. I do know what it is.
Asking for
them, you know?
Yeah.
Tell them what it is.
So it's a type of tea, kind of. I mean, technically it's not tea because you know the whole thing with the only teas with tea leaves in them are tea. But this one's... Anyways, it's like a bunch of... stems and dried leaves and like powder and stuff. It's kind of gnarly.
Yeah, wow.
And basically what you do is you have this gourd that you can see that nobody else can see. And you fill it up with the earth stuff, with the powder and the
it's an herbal tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you fill it with hot water and then you drink it from the straw. And the straw has like little holes in it to
it's like a filter.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's an herbal tea where you put a bunch of like leaves and stems in boiling water and then you drink it.
Yeah.
What properties does yerba mate have that like drew you to it?
Yeah.
I would say the biggest property is nasty. It's gross, man.
What?
Why are you ever drinking
like
it?
Drank like the like this version fresh?
No.
Like
no, I've only had like the like bottled one, right? Commercial
yeah,
product.
The
meant to taste good.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So okay. If you just like drink that shit straight, it's kind of gnar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Especially
if you make the water too hot accidentally, because you're not actually supposed to use boiling water, but you didn't know that.
What like flavor properties does it have so that we remotely can taste it, you know?
It's like, it's very earthy, almost like herbally,
okay,
like bitter and vegetal.
Yeah, vegetal.
Vegetal. Wow.
When I first drank it, I thought that it tasted very, really similar to Miswak. You know, like we all know Miswak. You know, and I was like, wow, this tastes very similar to Miswak. So, like, if you want an idea of what it tastes like,
just
think about what Miswak tastes like.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's the perfect analogy.
Yeah.
I'm really, really like looking at very small Venn diagrams of people that know what both of those things are.
Miswak and yerba mate.
Yeah.
Shout out to those people.
Yeah, shout out to those people. It's very common in Islam, I believe.
Okay.
But it's basically just a stick that you rub against your teeth to clean them.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And it comes from like a special plant, and it's kind of like licorice-y almost.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been doing this instead of coffee.
Does it have caffeine?
It does have a bit of caffeine. It also has polyphenols, which are like different compounds that give you energy. For example, one very common one is taurine. You know how that's in energy drinks and stuff like
taurine,
that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So have you found that it has like how have you felt since you started to drink it instead of coffee? Have you noticed a difference?
I noticed the first few days I was a bit tired because I think the amount of caffeine that it has is not super high. But as far as energy levels in general, it's been good. It also has like a lot of different like minerals and things like that. I think one of them being magnesium, which is very helpful for calming you or like making you less anxious, which I feel like I've definitely noticed. Nice. So yeah, it's good.
Whereas coffee is like a one way ticket to high anxiety.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really weird too, because it's been about a week since I started and I get like cravings sometimes almost for like the taste of it. Cause I think my brain is starting to associate the beneficial feelings with the taste.
Mm-hmm.
I think anything that like pushes you in the sort of like higher energy direction is naturally like fun, and like I feel like people like that's how I learned to like coffee, which at first I did not like the taste, and now I like the taste, but only because I associate it with like punching the day in the face,
I love that. I've been dwelling on the thought of did I tell you guys about how, because this is Daniel, you mentioned that you like put like boiling water into it or something at first and you weren't supposed to do that. I once like almost burnt down my friend's house by putting Easy Mac in the microwave without water.
That was really funny.
I was in like second grade and we were playing RuneScape.
Oh, that's fine.
We were playing RuneScape and this was like at like midnight because we were obsessed with RuneScape back then. And I was like, not really. I was like pretty tired, I guess. And then I just was like, I'd made Easy Mac before, but I was like, oh my gosh, I got to get back to playing RuneScape. I'm going to make this as fast as possible. So I ran to the kitchen, grabbed an Easy Mac and just put it in the microwave and said it for like 3.5 minutes. And,
that's really,
and then we like, his mom like came running down the stairs and was like, what happened? And we were like, what do you mean? And then we saw that there's like smoke all throughout the level of the house because I ruined their microwave. It like, it just like burned.
You're like mining ore in RuneScape and you're like, what do you mean what happened? This is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I didn't do this. I was 7, but like my parents bought them a new microwave. Because I fucked up. Yeah.
When I was like also like 8 or 9 or something, like I already knew how to make like ramen. And so like I do, it's like a vague memory, but I do seem to remember putting a pot on the stove and turning it on and just never putting water in it. And then like coming back like minutes later being like, why is there smoke? And like, why does it smell so bad? And why do we have to throw this pan out now? And my dad was like, you gotta be kidding me, dude.
Yeah. Damn. I mean, you know what? I think we all kind of have those like you live and you learn moments, but
I mean, kids don't retain processes very well, so
stupid.
Hey everyone, post-production Danny here, editing this episode. So what we're gonna do here is I'm gonna end this week's episode on a bit of a cliffhanger going into next week's episode. It's a really fun final game that we did end up playing on this episode, but the thing is that Mason and I are traveling, and there's really no way for us to kind of stay up to date with regards to doing a Threesis episode this week. So we are going to keep this episode, the rest of this episode, to put as next week's episode so that we can kind of get back on track and not miss a week, because that was kind of our big thing, right, is that we always want to release content every single week. And we don't have the ability to do necessarily like one of my greatest hits recap episodes this week because we're so freaking busy. But instead, be on the lookout for next week's episode. It'll be kind of a bit of a shorter one, just like this one might have been, but, you know. This is kind of what happens sometimes when we're really busy and we're traveling and stuff like that. And we hope you enjoy nonetheless. And as Daniel would say, I'm going to say it to you this time. I hope that's okay, Daniel. Sorry. I love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. Bye.